say something. Hello friends, how are you today? My name is Roy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
Saying Things gives students the ability to collaboratively interpret texts and test comprehension. The teaching strategy Say Something 1 makes visible often invisible comprehension strategies used by skilled readers to gain meaning from texts. Depending on students' ability levels and the complexity of the text, the Say Something instruction strategy might not be sufficient guidance. For other words related to speaking, or saying words using one's voice, see talking. If you are having trouble saying something because others are also talking, you might say that you cannot seem to fit in one word. Sometimes, you will have written an amazing song, such as Say Something, and the world's icons will call out to want a seat. About approaching the duo to re-record the song, singer Christina Aguilera said, "Someone sent me the song and it was just the most simple song that did not need to fit a formula to be heard and appreciated. So I just heard it and I had never done anything like it before and I was just like, you know, I just started hearing the harmony part over it and I was like, get in touch with these guys and see if they want to get in the studio and sit behind the piano and just vibe together and see what happens. And we did, and they were so humble and so sweet, so down to earth, and I was all for it and I was supportive of it, and we just came together and just vibed together and see what happened. And we were like, get in touch with these guys and see if they wanted to get in the studio and sit behind the piano and just vibe together and see what happens and I am like, get in the studio and sit behind the piano and just vibe together and just vibe together and see what happens. And we did it and we just vibe together and see what happens and we did it and we were so organic and we just came together and we just vibed together and we just came together and we just organically and we came together and we just came together and we just came together so organically and we just came together and about approaching the duo to re-record the song, singer Christina Aguilera said, "Somebody sent me the song and it is just the most simplest song that does not have to fit a formula to be heard and to be appreciated. So I just heard it and I have never done anything like this before and I was just like, you know, I just started to hear a harmony part over it and I was like, get in touch with these guys and see if they wanna get in the studio and sit behind the piano and just vibe together and see what happens. And we did, and they are so humble, so sweet, so down to earth, and I am all about that and supporting that, and we came together so organically and it was fun. The group performed it at The Voice, and then we said, and I am saying, something." A Great Big Worlds also performed the song live at the American Music Awards, helping to propel it to a top 10. The A Great Big World duo first gained mainstream attention earlier this year when their cheerful This Is the New Year was featured on Glee. We caught up with Ian Axel and Chad King to chat about their songwriting process, how they wrote their piano-based hit from 2013, Say Something, which has since featured the Global Idol, won a Grammy Award, and has received more than 500,000 streams on YouTube alone. With Chad Vaccarino of the duo handling the keys, the band sits down in front of the grand piano, furiously tapping the feet of band member Ian Axel, according to Jason Lipschitz of Billboard, and the furious way the song approaches an emotional peak. Composed by band members Ian Axel's, Chad Vaccarino, and Mike Campbell, Say Something is a slow-paced, piano-driven indie pop ballad that talks about an end of a breakup, in which a lover is implored to make a declaration that may have upended plans, and in which the vocalist's voice conveys humility, sadness, and regret. The ballad was written at a time of darkness for the couple, when they were at rocky places outside the relationship as well. The usage of ambiguity in this piece added to the song's intrigue, as we wondered who the pair were, and how they had arrived at this fork in the road of relationships. In the music video, the duo performed the song with humans, a baby whose parents would not stop fighting, a young couple lying coldly next to each other, an older man saying goodbye to a dying wife, performing the harrowing lyrics. Interspersed between these scenes is footage of the duo at a piano, with lead singer
Christina Aguilera looking perfectly fine in a minimalist black dress. During week 6, the duo performed the song for the first time, with Sierra at piano and Alex and Sierra at guitar. Lead singer Christina Aguilera performed the 1.5-hour performance, and later invited the Great Big World to perform the song before a larger crowd on May 2, 2014. Christina Aguilera joined a Great Big World on stage for the performance of Say Something Live on The Voice. Shortly after, singer Christina Aguilera appeared on the re-recorded version of Say Something, released November 4, 2013. On November 5, 2013, in episode 14 of The Voice Season 5, singer Christina Aguilera performed Say Something a la duo. It was so meaningful, having every single lyric on that song hit you right in the gut. Like, with the song called Darling, It Is Over, or even Save Me From Myself, there was one single emotion we wanted to be running throughout that song. If you are saying something, say or write about it, particularly in a clear, careful way. Maintain may be used in place of said to speak about conveying a belief that something is true, strongly or repeatedly. When reporting on a group's opinions, they said it, or that was said, even a fervent reader might feel that they do not have much to say, or question whether they think that they are saying something that is worthy of sharing. That is the starting point, but, on National Say Something Nice Day, the effort, no matter how hard, is well worth the struggle, so you can move past silence and make your mark on the good side of the ledger. After reading, have your first students stop and say something about what was read, going back over the text to comment on some specific aspect of it, e.g., the main ideas, author style or intent, character development, etc.
This was Say Something, by Podka, and this was episode number 132. My name is Roy Vasquez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.